Want this team to be tough, smart, and prepared to play well under pressure. And the evaluation process of how to get this team to that point is going to start today. This is an opportunity that doesn't come along very often. And I know I'm coming to a place where winning is the most important thing. We're going to be as precise as we can in every phase of our preparation, in every phase of our daily operation, and in our performance on game day. We're going to evaluate the people. We're going to evaluate the scheme. We're going to evaluate the coaches that we bring in here. And we're going to determine what the best way to go about winning championships is. I think you'll certainly see me bring a little bit of a different vibe. I'm going to have a lot of energy. I can smile. There's some things that, you know, I think people will like and get used to.
Well, the search is finally over, and the Denver Broncos have hired their 12th coach in franchise history, Josh McDaniels, who becomes the youngest coach in the NFL, currently at 32. And today, during his press conference, he said that his age is not a factor.
My age has never been a factor. It's never going to be a factor. It's about performance. It's about what you're capable of getting the players to do. It's about the information that you can give them, and it's about doing your job to the best of your ability. And that's what I'm going to do. It's what I've done my entire career, and that's what I'm going to do going forward.
Now, the general consensus heading into this coaching search was that the Broncos may want to bring in a defensive-minded coach to help fix some of the problems on the defensive side of the ball the Broncos have experienced the last couple of years. And though McDaniels comes to Denver with an offensive background, he said today that he is a well-rounded coach and believes that he does have the experience needed to fix the issues on defense.
Well, first of all, I'd say that, as much as I have coached offense in the past, 4 or 5 years here, that I'm a football coach that's been built to, you know, understand defense. That's where I learned my foundation. Defense is very important to how we will attack people offensively. As much as I can say that I'm proud to have worked with the offense the last 4 years, I'm a football coach, and I want to have an opportunity to affect the kicking game. Defense, offense, every phase of the game.
But let's not forget what McDaniels brings to the Broncos offensively. He did spend the last 3 years as an offensive coordinator in New England, which set records in 2007 when they had a perfect season, and most notably his work with Matt Castle this past year. After Tom Brady went down with a season-ending knee injury, the Patriots still went 11-5. Now, he's going to inherit a unit that finished second overall in the league this season, and McDaniels believes that his experience on the offensive side of the ball can make this offense even more dangerous.
And I think Jay's going to enjoy playing in this system. This offense is very quarterback friendly once you get to the point where you can use all the tools that it gives the quarterback. So obviously he's a very important part of our success going forward, and I can't wait to get started working with him.
So where do the Broncos go from here? They now have their next head coach established, and McDaniel says he's going to waste little time getting the staff in place and starting the evaluation process.
It's begun already, the process, and as soon as we can put together a staff of the best coaches that we can to help this organization win, that's when that'll be done. If that's January or February, whenever it needs to be, to be the best, that's what we're going to try to do. I don't have every single answer here relative to the defense, the offense, or in terms of the special teams, but I think starting early tomorrow morning, we'll be looking to try to evaluate what we have. I think that's the first place you want to start, is evaluating what you've done and what you have here. I've done it some back in New England, but haven't had an opportunity to sit at my desk yet. But I'll be looking forward to that, and I can't wait to get started on that process. I think that's something that's, again, like I said, not just applicable to the defense. It's not one side of the ball here. This is a team that won 8 games, and I think anytime you win 8 games and fall short of your goal or expectations, I think there's a lot of things that need to be improved, and that's what we're going to do.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.